This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome back, everybody, to Wrestling Omakase, episode number 47. This week on Omakase, we are going to be doing the third edition of our fantasy draft series. This is going to be the Japanese indies this week. So I guess in our little fantasy world, the indies are all joined together to battle the new Disney, WWE, New Japan mega conglomerate. So if the four of us are each going to take over our own brand, we're each going to draft 25 wrestlers from any of the Japanese indie promotions. So, you know, All Japan, all the DDT ones, Big Japan, Dragon Gate, Noah, you know, anything you can think of, you know, Kintai Dojo, et cetera, et cetera. My guests this week are two people from the Voices of Wrestling podcast on Japanese indie wrestling, which I guess would make a lot of sense. Both returning guests, first of all, Brennan Patrick. Welcome back, Brennan.
Thank you for having me.
And Kevin Hare.
What's up?
And we also have a first-time guest from the All You Can Hear podcast, Tanner. Hello.
Hey. I don't really know why I'm here, because I feel like you guys are just vastly smarter than me when it comes to stuff like this. But I'm ready to have a good time and do this.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to go ahead and, you know, just see what kind of roster we can build. There's just so many fucking people eligible this time that, like, you know, that's why I increased the number from 20 to 25. So, you know, I'm just really curious to see who people are going to be going after, who people want, who people don't want. It'll be really fun to see. And then obviously, like the last two episodes, there will be a poll. We will draft our rosters, put together a match card, so, you know, with our dream super card with our new rosters, and then, you know, there will be a poll that will go up a few hours after the episode goes up to decide whose card you like the best. Now, to recap, I did very poorly the first time, the WWE New Japan Mail episode. I ended up finishing third, but I bounced back in the WWE Joshi episode to crush it. Like, I actually had, like, I won, like, first place, like, 70%. You know, and apparently also inspired WWE to maybe sign Io Shirai to put together my Asuka versus Io Shirai main event. But yeah, so I'm hoping for more like the second time, not like the first time. We'll see how that goes. Obviously the three of you are all in your first one here. So do you feel confident in your drafting / booking abilities?
Yes. I'm feeling good.
Kevin's feeling good.
I'm confident I can put together a really good match card due to my constant fantasy booking of other random obscure wrestling. So,
but yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, I feel like I know all these rosters pretty well, and that might help me. But I feel like all of you guys do too. So, I should have booked like an anti-rigger, like someone who only watches New Japan or something. But that's not what I did. So we'll see how this goes. I do feel like there might be some very different, like, you know, philosophies here, which is one of the reasons why I'm interested to see who drafts who. So let's get right into it, I guess. And we'll start with the randomizing, which happens live on the air here. And those of you who've been following along the series know that I have gotten fourth twice in a row. It worked out for me the second time because I managed to grab Io and Asuka. I don't know how both of them survived the first three picks, but they did. Because obviously it's a snake draft, so whoever picks last in the first round will get to pick twice in a row because they'll pick first in the second round. So it's a good and bad position, I guess. The same thing as first overall because you get your first choice, then you got to wait for seven more picks to pick again. Or six. Is that then? That's not right. Six more, right? Six more. Okay.
Yes, it'd be six more.
So I'm good with numbers, everybody. But we're going to do it live on the air here. Will I get fourth again? Let's find out. Click randomize. All right. Fourth overall is me. I honestly can't fucking believe that. Like, I'm trying to think random.org is letting me down here because, like, well, whatever. So I'm fourth overall. Kevin is third. And Tanner is first, which makes Brennan second overall. All right, Tanner, who are you picking first overall in the Indie Puro draft?
Oh, man, this was definitely the one position I did not want. But it does mean I get who I want first. And obviously, I'm going to go with some would call the king of the Japanese independent scene. I'm going with Shuji Ishikawa.
That's a very strong pick. I'm going to be honest. He's my number two, and it was very, very close.
I mean, I just from an in-ring perspective, like, why would you not want to build just a whole company around him? So
yeah, I mean, no one's been able to really get him full time. So if anyone finally, you know, pulls it off, I think
they'd have. He would have been my guess for first pick, no matter who would have taken him.
See, he would not have been my first pick. But I'll tell you, someone else is going to take my first pick, I'm sure. But he would have been my second pick. But yeah, very solid pick, Tanner. Brennan, who is your first overall pick, or your second, your first pick?
My first
second overall pick.
Right. Well, you know, Kevin, I hate to do this to you. I hate to snipe your number one pick, but I'm going to do it. My number one pick. Hideki Suzuki.
Oh, wow.
I had him. I typed him in already.
Kevin, I know. I'm sorry.
I didn't detect the sarcasm there, but I probably should have. I thought you were like going to take Takeda from him or something. But yeah, Hideki Suzuki, he's very high on my list as well. I think I had him like seventh place, but not really surprised. let me lock this up right away. Anybody else have him like top 10?
Yeah, he was like my third or fourth pick.
Okay. Kevin probably had him in the do not draft list.
I mean, if he had dropped somehow, I would have taken him. But like, I knew that was Brennan's pick. He could have that. I didn't really care either way.
So Kevin, who is your first pick?
My first pick is one of the greatest of all time. Seriously. Jun Akiyama.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Okay, so my first overall pick is still on the board. That's pretty cool. It happened twice in a row now. But why Akiyama?
Well, I'm not going to give away too much. Mm-hmm. But in the very micro, he's one of the best ever, and he's still incredible. So he's a guy who can have a good match with anybody at this point. So he is still great.
Well, my first overall pick is still here, so I'm going to go ahead and take him. Kento Miyahara is my first pick.
Nice.
I can't imagine. Again, I can't imagine that he got all the way to fourth, but I guess we do have some eclectic tastes on this podcast. but I think, you know, I totally get it. I get that he's a, you know, I mean, the other three picks are all very defensible, so I just did not expect him to slip to fourth. And now I have to make another pick right after that one. And there's like a million different ways I could go here because, you know, especially when you're first and second are both gone. I'm going to go a little bit, maybe, to surprise people, I think, with this pick. I'm going to take Takeda.
No!
I really want to have a death match on my show. And I really I can't imagine not taking the best deathmatch wrestler if you're going to have a deathmatch. So Masashi Takeda, That's my pick. If I don't even have to have a fucking death match, I could just have him do mat wrestling. He's good at that too. So whatever the hell I want to do with him.
That is bad. Bad, bad.
Kevin, was that your next pick?
Yeah, that was my next pick. Are you kidding me?
So Kevin, who is now your second pick?
Give me a second. I got to figure this out.
Kevin is really, I threw him for a loop with that pick. I knew he was the pick where there was a bunch of people I wanted there, but he was the one where I was absolutely certain if I didn't take him, there's no way he's going to make it through two more Kevin picks.
Mm-hmm. So. I had two major matches on my card, and he was involved in one.
I thought you were going to say he was involved in both. I'm like,
no, he could have been involved in both. All right, my second is Sekimoto.
Daisuke Sekimoto. So let's try to also say the promotion too, in case people are
listening. Oh, yeah, Big Japan, but he's everywhere.
Yeah, in case people are listening who aren't as familiar. But so I took Takeda, who's really from a freelancer from Freedom of Big Japan. And here's Daisuke Sekimoto from Big Japan. Obviously, a very, very strong pick. You know, can't really go wrong with Sekimoto. Brennan.
All right.
Was anyone going to take Sekimoto next?
No, not me. Yeah.
I was thinking about it with one of my next two picks, but
yeah,
I don't miss it too much. I can live without Sekimoto.
So, Brennan, right. Go ahead. Let's see your second pick.
Now, this may come as a little bit of a surprise to some, but my number two pick is from Wrestle 1, and I'm picking Shotaro Ishino.
I was really hoping he would make it through one more time. Damn it. I thought I had time on him.
Yeah, he's definitely my favorite guy in Wrestle 1, and he's a guy that I think in the right promotion could be a really awesome deal.
Just didn't think anyone. I didn't think anyone else here cared enough about Wrestle 1 to take him. But it's a strong pick. All right, Tanner, who is your second pick?
All right. My second pick is from, it's a guy who I think has gotten a lot more praise this year just because a lot more eyes has been on him, but he's been killing it for ever. And I'm going with Dragon Gate's Shingo Takagi.
Oh, nice.
Very strong pick.
I mean, if you watched him in the Champion Carnival, you already know.
he had a fucking awesome Champion Carnival.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You could recreate one of my favorite Champion Carnival matches.
I know, which wasn't even my intention.
Okay, so Tanner, you now have your third pick.
And my third pick, if you know me at all, you should have figured I was going to go to the Noah well really, really quickly. And I'm taking Takashi Sagira as my third pick.
Takashi Sugera. Anyone else have him high?
I had him on the list, but not in the top 10.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I did too. But maybe a little bit of a reach, but I don't know. I feel like anybody in Noah might feel like a little bit of a reach.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like everybody in the Noah roster, they could go like top five or bottom five, and I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Brennan, you are up now.
Number three. This guy is coming from DDT, one of my favorite wrestlers in DDT when he's healthy, Daisuke Sasaki.
Oh, God damn it! that was my next pick. What are you going to do? I should have known he wouldn't get through this. But another a fantastic wrestler. He can literally do anything.
Yes.
If you want him in a hardcore match, he can do a hardcore match. If you want him to do a 30-minute submission match, he can do that. Just anything. So, very strong pick. Kevin, who you have as your third pick?
I am taking Isami Kodaka.
A strong pick that I was definitely thinking of taking one of my next two picks. So.
I'm taking him. He's very versatile. He can have good death matches. He can have good non-death matches. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else have him high?
I was hoping I could get away with picking him in a couple of rounds.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that too, actually. All right, so I'm going to take the next guy because this is another one where I feel certain that if I don't take him right now, there's no way he's going to make it. I'm going to take Konosuke Takeshita.
Nice.
I just really can't see him making it after any more rounds. I'm a little surprised he even fell this hard, but maybe it's just because he lost the title or something. I don't know. But obviously a fantastic in-ring wrestler. Probably one of the best around. And for my second pick, I'm going to take a guy who might be a little bit of a reach now, but I have a feeling if anyone else is going to go from Noah this early, it'd be him. I'm going to go Kano. I just am very scared that someone else would take him, and I would have him in a prominent match here. So, I think. Did anyone else have him ranked highly?
He was pretty high.
Yeah, he was pretty high on my list. He wouldn't have been one of my next two picks, but very realistically could have fallen to the next two.
Yeah. So, Kano is my next pick. All right. So that means it is your pick again, Kevin.
My pick? I just took Asami, so I got to take his tag team partner, Yuko Miyamoto.
Good pick.
Should have saw that coming, actually, but I did not.
So, yes, I couldn't give too much away the pick before about why I was actually taking Asami, but yes.
So Yuko Miyamoto on his way to Kevin's promotion. Brennan, go ahead and give me your next pick.
Alrighty, number four, I'm going to go to Pro Wrestling Noah and take Katsuhiko Nakajima.
Nakajima goes a lot. Oh, wow. Okay. I was going to say he went a lot earlier than I expected. And
he was my next pick.
And it's clear that I shouldn't have been surprised at all because apparently people wanted him. So Nakajima going to Brennan's promotion and it's filled with shooters and also Daisuke Sasaki.
shooters.
Tanner, who is your next pick?
It may be a long shot that I'm taking him this early. I don't know, but I'm going with All Japan's Suwama next.
Suwama, all right. So a strong pick, a guy who really has come back really strongly in the last couple of years. But he was pretty high on my list. He was getting there.
I was just worried. I wasn't expecting Nakajima to be taken from me. I was like, I gotta go with Suwama now.
And your next pick, your fifth pick.
And for my next pick, I'm going to go into... I'm going to go into the DDT roster, and I will be taking Harashima.
Another very strong pick. A guy I'm a little surprised lasted this long, too.
Me too, and I was like I never really planned anything for him just because I was like, oh, he's going to be taken in the first round. But I was like, you know what? I can plan something for him.
Yeah. He's the kind of guy you can fit into your card somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, Brennan, your next pick.
Alrighty. I'm going to reach pretty deep with this one, but I'm going to go ahead and take for my number five pick from Big Japan Pro Wrestling, Takuya Nomura.
I'm surprised you didn't take him earlier, to be honest.
it's a reach, but it's a strong reach.
Yes.
It's a good reach.
I was definitely... He's one of these guys I would think about reaching for, so I totally get it. Kevin, who's your...
I am going to take one of the best wrestlers in all of the world this year, and also one of the guys who is older as well, but still incredible, Masaaki Mochizuki.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
So Masaaki Mochizuki coming to Kevin's promotion. It's a little surprising that two Dragon Gate people have been taken, neither by me, but some.
Well, you've completely abandoned the organization and disowned it, so I'm not surprised at all.
That's a little strong. I really, really was upset about the booking this year, but it's okay. It's all right. Let me see about my next pick. So there's a lot of different directions I want to go here. I'm very scared about a couple people, and I shouldn't just let my picks keep, being made based on fear. So let's see.
That's the way to do it, though.
That is kind of the way to do it, right? So I am going to go maybe a little bit off the board, but I really don't want to lose him. I'm going to go Jake Lee.
Oh, nice.
I really, really did not want anyone to pick him.
Good pick.
I feel like if I wait any longer, it might happen. So yeah, Jake Lee's my next pick. And I'm going to go with Tetsuya Endo, my other pick.
Nice.
Fantastic high flyer. I don't really have any of that in my promotion yet. And I just fucking love the guy. What can I say? All right. So, Kevin, who's your next pick?
Okay. I am going to absolutely reach here, but he is part of my main event. So I need to make sure that I can make this match happen. So my main event, I'll give it a little bit away right now. Where we're going on this main event is a four corners of pain, exposed board death match featuring Jun Akiyama versus Jun Kasai.
Mm. Battle of the Junes.
The first time ever matchup.
That's pretty strong matchup. I don't know how you agreed to get Akiyama to agree to that.
Well, you might not realize this, but Jun Akiyama has been contemplating a great Sasuke-esque kind of end of his career type of run. So he was prone for this match.
All right. Brennan, give me your sixth pick.
All right, this is another reach.
We've been saying that for everything.
I know, that's true. I mean, when you're rolling with the independents.
I can almost guess who this is. I think I know what it is.
Interesting, okay. I guess technically he's from Basara. So my number six pick is Fuminori Abe.
Mm. You are incredibly predictable here.
You really thought he was going to take Abe?
Absolutely. I thought he was taking Abe in the previous round. I forgot about Nomura.
But yeah, I mean, the moment that Brennan said Basara, it's like, well, I don't think he's taking Best Stretch Man. So probably Fuminori Abe. All right, Tanner, here is your sixth pick.
I'm going to the gold mine that is 0-1. Ooh. And I'm taking Masato Tanaka as my next pick.
I was hoping he would drop.
He made it. He lasted a long time, but
it's true.
Yeah, someone he grabbed him.
Thank God 0-1 starts with a Z and is at the very end of the spreadsheet, so you have to scroll a little bit to see it. Thank goodness.
And who is your seventh pick, Tanner?
And then for my seventh pick, I'm going back to Noah, and I'm taking Dasuke Harada.
That's
probably a bit of a reach.
I don't want to call it a reach because he's so fucking good, but it's just like it's a Noah Jr., so it is kind of out of sight, out of mind, I guess. But
as is the Noah way.
Brennan, give me your seventh pick.
All right, I'm gonna pick up a junior as well, but not from Noah. I'm gonna go to All Japan Pro Wrestling, and I'm gonna pick Koji Iwamoto.
All right, that is not who I thought you were gonna pick the moment you said All Japan Junior. But I think you have a type, so. But Iwamoto, strong pick.
I was highly considering Iwamoto instead of Harada, and I went with Harada.
There's two really fantastic wrestlers. Kevin, who is your seventh pick?
I'm going back to your well and taking Masato Yoshino.
Masato Yoshino. I'm going to make you very unhappy again, probably, but I really was about to take him. I am taking Naruki Doi next.
You saw where I was going.
No, I swear to God, I was going to take one of my next two picks. Like, I really want.
Well, now Yoshino's going to have to find another partner against Yankee Tukinju.
I really, really, really wanted Doi. He's my favorite wrestler from Dragon Gate. But yes, I think I was going to take him my next two picks either way. But the moment you picked Yoshino, it's like, well, if I don't do it now.
You ruined the dream match that everyone wanted to see.
I'm just cock blocking Kevin like crazy on this episode. All right, so my other pick, my eighth pick, I could go a lot of different places, but since Noah seems to be getting picked apart faster than I expected, I'm gonna go to Noah and I'm gonna take Kaito Kiyomiya. I just think he's obviously fantastic. He's very young, which means he's wrestled almost nobody, and you know I can put him up against a lot of different people and have it be a dream match. So Kiyomiya is my next pick. Nobody else had him.
Not one of my high Noah guys, but I would have taken him eventually.
Well, not a good pick by Jonathan, actually. Kevin, who is your eighth pick?
Let me see here. Let me figure it out. I got a few things I could go. A few places I could go here. Well, Yoshino needs a partner, and it can't be Doi anymore. So I'm just going to go with another guy who would probably match up pretty well and get Shima. So that'll be the match there.
Shima on his way.
Sorry, Shima.
Kevin's roster. That was even, I didn't mean that to be it.
No, I know. I mispronounce everything.
It's okay. Brennan, your eighth pick.
All right. With my eighth pick, I'm going to pick up another junior. And I actually don't know where he's at right now. Last time I checked, he was in Noah. But my number eight pick is going to be Minoru Tanaka.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I wanted him to drop so bad. All right. Strong pick. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time. All right, Tanner, who is your eighth pick?
I know we're saying this a lot, but this next pick
is it a reach? Wow.
I think we're beyond stretches at this point. I don't think anything is a stretch anymore.
The fuck we like, yeah.
I'm going to Michinoku Pro, and I'm getting Dick Togo.
Oh, man. That's
actually,
a good one.
I actually don't think that's a stretch on this podcast. I thought about it a few times because mm-hmm. I was like, someone's going to take him. If it's not me, then Brennan or Tanner. So
yeah, it was between Minoru and Dick Togo.
Yeah.
See, that's who it was between for me, and then you took Minoru. I was like, oh, I got to take Dick.
And Tanner, give me your ninth pick.
And then for my ninth pick, I'm going back to DDT, and I'm picking up Kazusada Higuchi.
Strong pick. That was definitely going to be one I was going to look at. So Tanner goes ahead and grabs himself Higuchi. Brennan, who is your ninth pick?
Okay. All right, with my ninth pick, I'm going to go back to DDT as well, and I'm going to pick up Akito.
Strong pick.
Yep. Fantastic wrestler.
Best theme song in wrestling currently.
Yes. I don't know about best in wrestling, but...
best in wrestling.
Very good theme song.
Probably the best song in the world that you could possibly ever pick. I think everybody should come out to Naruto OPs. So I'm a little biased.
Who's going to come out to My Hero Academia OPs?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a great Sasuke.
Great Sasuke.
That's my pick. Boom.
Boom. All right, Kevin, give me your ninth pick. Yeah, your ninth pick.
So this is a guy who I didn't aim on picking at all. I never really crossed my mind. But we could say that this is like an Aaron Rodgers-esque drop that he's still available in the 10th round. So I am going to take Marufuji.
Good pick.
Yeah, he's been sitting there. I was thinking about it for the next two picks.
Probably the next Noah guy I was going to grab.
Yeah.
I was surprised that guys like Harada and Kiyomiya got picked before Marufuji.
I love Kiyomiya, though.
Yeah. It's fair, but I was still surprised.
Yeah. All right, so my ninth pick. This is, everybody ready for it? A reach. But there's one person on this podcast that I really think might take this person. So I think the other two of you don't care about him, but one other one is also a big fan of this person. I don't want to miss out on him. So from All Japan, I'm taking Kai. The one person on the podcast who's a fan is Tanner, of course.
Yes.
I don't think the other two of you really give a shit, but
even then, Kai was a very low tier pick for me.
Oh wow, okay. So I guess I kind of waited on him.
I love the idea of Kai in a promotion.
Yeah. Well, Kai's gonna own in my promotion. I don't give a shit.
Kai's the new ace.
Kai's the new ace. My 10th pick, I could go a lot of places. I'm going to go with the most popular guy remaining. I mean, like, according to every poll of any wrestler, I'm going back to Russell 1, and I'm taking Jiro. I really want to – I don't know if he was on anybody else's radar, but I have a match idea for him, so I want to get him wrapped up here. All right, Kevin, give me your 10th pick.
Okay, I am taking the true ace of Big Japan Wrestling, Abdullah Kobayashi.
Strong pick.
Abdullah goes to Kevin, which actually I probably could have predicted before the show started. Brennan.
Just wait. We haven't even gotten to all that stuff yet.
Brennan, who is your 10th pick?
All right. Let me think about this for a second. Okay. With my 10th pick, and I guess he's Wrestle 1. He was in All Japan just a little bit ago. But number 10, Yuji Hino.
Yuji Hino.
Strong pick.
Yep, that's a guy that's still... Actually, I kind of just forgot about him, so I should have taken him before this. But yeah, it's a fantastic pick. I'm sure if Ian is listening to this, he would have been screaming at his iPod the whole time, wondering why no one's picking him. But Tanner, give me your 10th pick.
It may surprise everybody at home, but I'm going back to Noah.
Wow.
And I'm taking Goshi Ozaki.
That's not a guy I was going to take at all. So, but I don't know. Was anybody else's list?
He was on my list. Yeah,
but he was like towards the bottom of mine, basically.
I'm honestly surprised he lasted this long. I was like, okay, every other good Noah heavyweight's gone. gotta go with Shiozaki. Well, I take that back. Cody Gay's still there.
Who's your 11th pick?
Let's see. With my, some would call this a reach. I'm going to All Japan.
All Japan.
And I'm taking Tajiri.
Tajiri. Oh,
that's a good one.
There's a few people still left in All Japan that I'm really surprised by, but he was not one. maybe a little early for Tajiri, but I just took Kai, so I'm not at all.
Listen, at this point, I just have the fear. First person in all caps I see, I'm taking.
Brennan, give me your 12th pick.
Okay.
Or it's actually 12. Your 11th pick. I'm sorry.
Is it? Yeah. I think I have. Oh, yeah, that's right. My 11th pick. okay. I'll also go to All Japan. And with my 11th pick, I'll take Hikaru Sato.
That's one of the people I was surprised has lasted this long, because there's several people on the podcast that love him, including me.
Yep.
But Sato makes it to the 11th round, but no further. Kevin, who is your 11th pick?
All right, I'm hoping that this is a guy that you are going to take next. I hope. I hope. But I am taking, also from All Japan, the Bodyguard.
Ooh,
not who I was taking next, but definitely on my short list. I love me some Bodyguard. All right, but there's a lot of people left from All Japan that I'm really surprised are still here, so I have to start taking them. My 11th pick is Joe Doering. I'm a little shocked he lasted this long, but I think he's pretty fantastic. And my 12th pick, this is really hard actually, because there's two guys in All Japan I really love them both. I don't think both of them are going to survive, so I'm going to go with the one I think is slightly less likely to make it through, and that is Zeus. So I'm going to go ahead and take me a big boy here to go with.
Zeus was going to go with one of my next two draft picks.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So, Kevin, give me your... go ahead, Kevin. Give me your 12th pick. After the 12th, we'll pause and read off.
Okay. My 12th pick. I guess I'm not super surprised by this, but I guess at the same time, I kind of am. I am going again to Dragon Gate. So I think I by far have the most amount of Dragon Gate people here. And I am getting, in what shockingly may be a bit of a reach, Big R Shimizu.
Oh my God. Literally my next pick.
All right. There you go. Not a reach at all.
Not a reach. Yep. Big R Shimizu goes to Kevin. He's creating a very weird hybrid death match Dragon Gate promotion.
I'm into it.
Brennan, give me your 12th pick.
Okay, with my 12th pick, he's the current KOD Openweight Champion, Shigehiro Irie.
It's a good pick. I'm not really high on him right now, but I understand other people are still higher on him than me. So, anyone else have him coming up?
No, I don't think I was even going to take him.
Tanner is with me on the...
As mean as that sounds.
Yeah. Tanner, give me your 12th pick.
All right. For my 12th pick, I'm going to, again, the gold mine that is Kaintai Dojo, and I'm taking Kingo Mashimo.
Oh, man. I was hoping he would drop.
Yeah, he was dropping pretty far. There's a few people from Kaintai Dojo that I thought that I've had my eyes on, and he's definitely one. So, our first Kaintai Dojo pick. All right. So, let's read off who we have so far. I guess I'll start because I'm going last here. I have from All Japan, Kento Miyahara, Masashi Takeda from Big Japan, Takashita, DDT, Kano from Noah, Jake Lee from All Japan, Endo from DDT, Naruki Dori from Dragon Gate, Kiyomiya from Noah, Kai, Doring, and Zeus all from DDT, and Jiro from Wrestle, or Kai, Doring, and Zeus all from All Japan, and Jiro from Wrestle 1. All right, Kevin, give me your...
All right, I got Jun Akiyama, Daisuke Sekimoto from Big Japan, Asami Kodaka and Yuku Miyamoto, Yankee Tukinju, Masato Yoshino, Sima, Naomichi Marufuji, Abdullah Kobayashi, The Bodyguard, and Big R.
Did you? I think you forgot to say Jun Kasai.
I did forget to say Jun Kasai. Yes, Jun Kasai. Jun Kasai, my main event, of course.
Brennan, give me your 12 so far.
All right. Number one is Hideki Suzuki. Two, Shotaro Oshino. Three, Daisuke Sasaki. Four, Katsuhiko Nakajima. Five, Takuya Nomura. Six, Fuminori Abe. Seven, Koji Iwamoto. Eight, Minoru Tanaka. Nine, Akito. 10, Yuji Hino. 11, Hikaru Sato. And 12, Shigehiro Irie.
And Tanner, give me your 12.
My first pick was Shuji Ishikawa from All Japan. Number two was Shingo Takagi from Dragon Gate. Number three was Takashi Sagira from Noah. Number four was Suwama from All Japan. Number five was Harashima from DDT. Number six was Masato Tanaka from 01. Number seven was Dasuke Harada from Noah. Number eight was Dick Togo from Michinoku Pro. Number nine was Kazusada Higuchi from DDT. Number 10 was Goshi Ozaki from Noah. Number 11 was Tajiri from All Japan. And number 12 was Kingo Mashimo from K-Dojo.
All right. So, Tanner, you have the 13th pick. Go ahead. Who's your 13th pick?
Sort of start
the second half here.
I guess we're past the point where I can say this is kind of a reach since we're in the second
half. Now we're in the value picks.
I am banning the word reach for the rest of this podcast.
Oh, God. He could stay for a little bit. Nobody's going to pick him. I'm going to go with, from DDT. Oh, God, where did he go? Okay. From DDT, Kisuke Ishii.
That's a strong pick. Definitely one that I was thinking of for my next pick. So
that's a high value pick.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. We're at the high value pick section of the draft.
Brennan, give me your 13th pick.
Okay, this is going to be a reach. but I'm going to go to DNA, and I'm going to take Kisuke Okuda.
Those shooters.
I swear to God, that was literally going to be my pick, and then I went with Ishii instead.
See, that was another obvious Brennan pick, so I'm almost surprised you didn't take him earlier.
Kevin, give me your 13th pick.
All right, so this is not a reach pick. It's just picking a guy a little bit before he should have been taken. They're different. And I am taking Masaya Takahashi from Big Japan.
Yep. Not surprised. I'm actually surprised he made it this long. So, all right. So Masaya Takahashi, Deathmatch Specialist, on his way to Kevin's roster, and it's going to be my next pick, my 13th pick. For my 13th pick, I am going to DDT. I'm taking a guy who is a kind of a legend, I guess you could say. A guy who's been around a very long time. I'm surprised I made it this long. I'm going to take Kudo.
Nice.
Kudo is my next pick. And then I'm going to go to Dragon Gate, and I'm going to grab a... Actually, there's a lot of them where they go here, the Dragon Gate roster. Should have thought this through a little bit. But I'm going to go with a guy who's a glue guy, a guy who I can put in any match and, you know, make sure he'll be like a major part of any tag, any six man. I'm going with Susumu Yokosuka as my 13th pick. I don't even know if he's on anybody else's radar, but
no, but he's always a guy. I wasn't planning on taking him, but he's like always maybe the most consistent guy in Dragon Gate and like the most underrated too. So
yeah, I should say my 14th pick. All right, Kevin, give me your
first. All right, my next guy. I'm also going back to the deathmatch scene. The former Freedoms champion until very recently, Violento Jack.
Violento Jack.
I wanted to take him, but then I was like, how much deathmatch am I going to do?
Spoiler, I am doing a lot.
Brennan, give me your 14th pick.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to go back to All Japan, and I'm going to take Atsushi Aoki.
Strong pick. Thinking about. So Aoki, are you going to have him wrestle masked or unmasked?
Oh, he's going to be wearing a mask.
Going to be wearing the mask. Tanner, give me your 14th pick.
I'm going back to 0-1, and I'm taking somebody who's probably fairly, at least in the Twitter bubble, pretty synonymous with Big Japan, and I'm going with Kohei Sato.
Oh, nice. God damn it. I was hoping everybody forgot about him. Kohei Sato on his way to 0-1. And obviously, that means if you want to do a Twin Towers tag, you can.
So, I could.
Yeah.
Very realistically, could happen.
All right. So, Brennan, give me your 14th
pick. Oh, wait. No, I get two picks?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, hold on.
Hold on. Tanner, give me your 15th pick.
I probably should have thought about that before I called you out.
No, I don't think it's good. I mean, I don't think it would have been good to just skip you, though. So it's good.
Yeah, that's true. It somehow we get to the end, and I'm like, oh, I have 24. I'm going to go back to K-Dojo, and I'm taking Taka Michinoku.
Oh, man, that was going to be my next pick.
Wow. See, I was curious if I should even include him. Like, should I just count him as a New Japan guy and not include him? I just put him there, so... I didn't really think anyone's going to take him. So there you go. Brennan, give me your 15th pick.
Okay. I'm going to go, back to All Japan and take the other Nomura.
Ah, motherfucker. My next fucking pick.
I'm honestly surprised he lasted this long.
He was one of the guys I was talking about before that, like, it was him, Doring, and what's his name? And I guess Zeus that were still there. That I was really, really surprised.
Yeah.
But when no one took him again, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can hold off. Maybe everybody forgot about him, but fuck, they did not. So there you go. Kevin, give me your 15th pick.
I just want to make sure that nobody else is taking him. One second. All right. My 15th pick is the current Wrestle One champion, Manabu Soya.
That's a good one.
Yep, Sawyer made it a long way, but finally got taken here. All right. Do you have a match in mind for him? Or you just said you didn't want to make sure no one else took him.
I might have a match in mind for him.
Okay. For my 15th pick, I am going to go to Big Japan Pro Wrestling. I'm going to take a guy who, you know, maybe flies under the radar a lot, but I really enjoy him, and I could see someone on this podcast taking him. So I'm going to go ahead and take him. Ryuichi Kawakami. My next pick.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't really want him to go. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure I grab him before anybody else does. And for my 16th pick, I'm going to go to Kaintai Dojo. I'm going to take a young guy that has really, really impressed me recently in Lionsgate. I'm going to take Ayato Yoshida.
Dang it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking about grabbing him next round.
Yeah, I really want to, like, I think he'd be great for, like, a younger boy match early in the card against somebody he's never faced before. But so that's my next pick. All right. Give me your 16th pick, Kevin.
All right. A guy who I am actually surprised that he lasted this long. Yuma Aoyagi.
All Japan. a lot of the All Japan roster is gone already.
Yeah.
You get what the most popular promotion on this podcast is, apparently. All right, so Brennan, give me your 16th pick.
Okay. Is it 16 or 17?
I believe this is 16, but I could be.
Okay. I have it as 16.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, with my next pick, I'm going to go to DDT / DNA and take Kota Umeda.
Strong one.
Another guy I was really considering taking next round.
Yeah. So Umeda goes to Brennan. Again, I shouldn't be surprised. He's a kicky guy. give me your 16th pick, Tanner.
I'm going to go to Big Japan. And I will be taking Kazuki Hashimoto.
That's a good one.
If Jesse Bob's listening to this, she's going to be like, finally. But the biggest K-Hash fan on the planet, I feel like. But yeah, he's great. And he's a very underrated junior, probably just because where he wrestles.
Yeah.
Who is your 17th pick, Tanner?
And for my 17th pick, it's probably a bit of a weird one, but I'm going to Real Japan.
Oh, okay.
And I'm taking Masakatsu Funaki.
I'm actually, again, surprised he lasted this long.
Well, I've been eyeing him since like the third round. I'm like, how far can he go?
I mean, I'm surprised Brennan didn't grab him, honestly.
Yeah, he was on the list.
Brennan, give it your 17th pick.
Okay. With my 17th pick, I'm going to go to Big Japan, and I'm going to take Yasufumi Nakanoue.
That's a good one. I don't know if I was going to take him, but he was on my list, so I was thinking about it. All right, so give me your next pick. Kevin, 17th pick.
I am going to take, from DDT, Speedball Mike Bailey.
A white guy gets drafted.
White guy gets drafted.
I feel like the first white guy. Yeah, Joe Doering was the first one, right? I think.
Yes.
Yeah, Doering for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's the only other one though. It's kind of funny if I took the first and only white guy, but all right. My 17th pick. I think, right? 17, yeah. I should do a better job keeping track of that probably. My 17th pick. I am also going DDT. There's so many different ways. There's still so many guys here that I really like, but I'm going with a guy who I think I already had a soft spot for, but I think his recent heel turn has been really good. I'm taking Soma Takao.
That's a good one.
Good pick.
Soma is coming to my promotion. And then after that, I'm going to Dragon Gate, and I'm taking a guy that, even though I haven't been paying a lot of attention to Dragon Gate this year, I can tell the one Dragon Gate match I watched this year really was his title challenge. I am a little surprised he made it this long. I'm taking KZ. So I think he's fantastic, and I think he's doing a great job leading his own unit. At least he did in that title match. So, yeah, I guess it doesn't sound like anybody else had him, but.
No, he was a good pick. I kind of mapped out everything of what I wanted, so he wasn't there, but if I didn't do that, I would have taken him already.
Yeah. All right. Well, KZ is my 18th pick. So, Kevin, give me your 18th pick.
My next pick is from 01. I'm going to take Sugi.
Sugi, yep. That's a
very guy to do some crazy shit.
Okay. He's definitely going to do a lot of crazy shit. He might get caught at the border, but you only do it for one show. It'll be some crazy shit. Brennan, give me your 18th pick.
Okay. With my 18th pick, I'm going to go to DDT, and I'm going to take, at one time, Funaki's tag team partner, Yukio Sakaguchi.
Again, a guy I'm very surprised lasted this long.
Very strongly was considering him as my next pick.
Yeah. Give me your 18th pick, Tanner.
Let's see. I'm going back to Noah, and I will be taking Hajime Ohara.
Yeah, that's a strong one. Another guy that I was considering just now. Obviously a fantastic wrestler, and again, probably just doesn't get as much. He hasn't gotten as big of a push lately. Mm-hmm. Probably part of it.
Definitely not this year.
Give me your 19th pick.
Let's see. And going 19th, I will be. I don't really know. Okay, my 19th pick, coming from Big Japan, the rightful ace of Big Japan, Daichi Hashimoto.
Not on my list.
He was on my list. I was really thinking about it, but I was like, I don't know. Is his popularity at an all-time low right now? Am I buying low here? But he's a guy. I like him. I really do like him, but the title reign was not good.
I'm going to turn him around. Don't worry.
Tanner's going to turn him around, everybody. Certainly can't do a worse job than Japan did.
I hope not. If this, hopefully my card can draw more than 1,000 to Korakin. That's what I'm hoping for.
Brennan, give me your 19th pick.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Wrestle 1 and take a guy that I've really been impressed by. Daiki Inaba.
Another guy that could have gone earlier probably, but there's just so many guys to choose from.
There's going to be a lot of like really good wrestlers just left on the board after this.
Yeah. I could have done like 30 each, but
yeah,
all night, I guess. All right. Give me your 19th pick, Brent or Kevin.
I'm going to take another old batshit guy. He's not necessarily good, but he's still awesome. Great Sasuke.
Mm. That's two more people than I thought would go for Michinoku Pro. Actually, no, I thought someone would take Dick Togo. I wasn't sure about Sasuke. But, great Sasuke goes to Kevin. All right, so my 19th pick. There's a lot of people left that I'm thinking about, but I am going to go to Wrestle 1. I'm going to take a guy that I've really enjoyed since he turned heel, just like Soma. I'm going to take Yusuke Kodama. So Kodama is coming to my promotion. Not a guy that anybody else had, apparently, but I don't really hear any reaction. So, but I'm also going to stay in Wrestle 1, and I'm going to take another very young guy that, you know, has been very impressive, and I'm going to take Takanori Ito.
Nice.
Still okay. Yeah. I did get one knife. So
I was thinking he could have very well went in one of my last five picks.
Yeah, I just didn't want to leave Japanese Kevin Owens on there anymore. So, all right, Kevin, give me your 20th pick.
My 20th pick is technically from Dragon Gate here. I was going back and forth between him and his partner, but this guy is a little bit more of an unknown and has been breaking out, but none of it has been released yet. On the U.S. scene, Bandido.
Oh, my God. That was my next pick. Okay.
Professional pick stealers here on this episode.
Yep. If we're not reaching, we're stealing.
Give your 20th pick, Brennan.
Okay. This is a veteran and one of my favorite junior heavyweights. From 0-1, I'm going to pick Okuda Hidaka.
Okuda Hidaka. Sounds like Hakuna Matata, but all right. So from 0-1, there's again like a lot more people from 0-1 getting picked than I would have guessed. All right, give me your 20th pick, Tanner.
Let's see. I will be going to Osaka Pro. Okay. And I will be taking Magnitude Kishiwada.
That's a strong. Nice. That's a good one. It's a good one. I forgot he existed. He still had an awesome fucking match on at DDT last year in Osaka.
That tag match.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so your 21st pick, Tanner.
And for my 21st pick, I will be going to Real Japan and taking Rocky Kawamura.
Oh dang it! I didn't think anybody was going to pick him.
So Rocky Kawamura going. All right, Brennan, give me your 21st pick.
Okay. I'm going to go to DDT/DNA and take another young boy that I really like, Yuki Ueno.
I'm not surprised he went, honestly. So Yuki Ueno goes to Brennan. All right. Give me your 21st pick, Kevin.
All right. My pick is a former Freedoms champion, Daisuke Masuoka.
Did I not have him on my list?
No.
Okay.
I didn't think so.
My 21st pick. Oh, God. There's a lot of different ways I'm going to go with this. But I really want him on my card. I really want him for, if not either a comedy match or a death match or a comedy death match. We have him listed as Real Japan, but he is really more of a freelancer at this point. It's time for a problem. Kendo Kashin. I don't think anyone else is going to take him, but
nope.
I love me some Kendo.
We could have drafted 50 guys.
Damn it. All right. Someone will appreciate that, like one person. Let me see my 22nd pick. I'm going to go back to DET. I'm going to take a guy that really has no business lasting this long. I don't know what the fuck all of us are doing. I'm taking Naomi Yoshimura.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He was very strongly considering him for my next pick. I was very surprised he made it this long as well.
Yeah, I just saw that name there. I was like, what the fuck are we doing? I'm out here taking Kendo Kashin. Kevin, what is your 22nd pick?
I am going to take with my 22nd pick from Big Japan, another former deathmatch champion, Kankuro Hoshino.
Quite a few deathmatch guys going to Kevin.
Yeah.
Not anyone could have predicted. Brennan, give me your 22nd pick.
Really getting to the bottom. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go back to DDT/DNA and take Akira Joe.
Extremely bread and pack. All right. Tanner, give me your 22nd pick.
All right. For my 22nd pick, I will be going to 01 and taking perhaps one of the most underrated wrestlers, especially from Japan of all time. I'm taking Shinjiro Otani.
Yeah. As soon as you said underrated, it's like, well, winner. No, people get that reference. Shinjiro Otani, the 22nd pick. 23rd pick. Go ahead, Tanner.
Oh, God. There's so many ways I could go with this, and I think I'm going to go the stupidest one possible.
Look, I'm going... I took Kendo Kashin, okay?
Well, I'm also going back to Real Japan, and I will be...
Yes!
Kendo! I'm taking Super Tiger.
Oh, fuck. I really thought you were going to take Kendo for a second.
No.
I'm really excited. So I'm gonna... If you haven't listed as Real Japan for some reason, but
I was really, I was like, wow, John's a really big.
No, I love Kenzo, but I can't justify taking a pick on Kenzo. So,
I mean, I did just take Super Tiger, not as the last pick.
Give me your 23rd pick, Brennan.
I'm going to go to Big Japan. From the junior division, one of my favorite juniors, Tatsuhiko Yoshino.
It's a good pick.
Yoshino on his way to Predator's promotion. All right, so go ahead and give me your 22nd pick. Or is it 23rd? No, 22nd, right?
23rd.
It's 23rd. Okay, Kevin, 23rd pick.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm surprised that he's lasted this long. One of the greatest pound-for-pound wrestlers in all of the world. Ryoto Hama.
He is something. That is for sure. Ryoto Hama going to Kevin's promotion. All right. So for my 23rd pick, there's so many guys left that I just like. Almost don't know who
there's pick. A lot of really good wrestlers left.
Yeah, there is a lot here. It's really difficult. I'm gonna go with a personal favorite. I'm gonna go back to DET/DNA and I'm going to take Iwasaki.
Nice.
Koki Iwasaki is my next pick. I just love the dude, and you know, I don't know if anyone else is gonna take him, but I really would like to, I can find a spot for my card. And then for my 24th pick, oh, there's so many guys left. I'm going to go back to Dragon Gate. And I'm going to take one of the 10,000 wrestlers that are still here. I am going to go with Ryu Saito. Put him in a team with Tsumu if I want to. He's, again, an all-time favorite and a veteran hand. So Ryu Saito is my 24th pick. All right, give me your 24th pick, Kevin.
All right. So as everyone here knows, retirements in wrestling never last. And when a certain person heard about my supercard happening, they called me up on the phone and told me that they absolutely needed to be in an exploding death match on this show. So my 24th pick is Atsushi Onita.
All right, I'm going to put this to a vote. Should I allow that?
I say you allow it.
Yeah, you can
allow it. All right, I'll allow it then. Because
Listen, man, he's unpredictable. You never know when he's going to pop up.
It's true.
It just pops up during the draft.
As long as he pops up during the draft with the full leather jacket on. He just came out in the middle. Bam, there he is.
Us allowing Kevin to do that, he just won. I hope everybody realizes, but that's fine. Brennan, give me your 20.
I see how we're playing now, so I'm also going to, you know, I just got a phone call too. from the offices of DDT, certain somebody that came out of retirement this year.
Okay, you don't have to keep going. We know who you did. So
Muna Norisawa.
Yeah, thank you. Like, as soon as you said I got a phone call, I knew you had to say DDT.
I say that's fair. Sawa's fair. No question.
Yeah, I think Sawa's very fair. Absolutely.
Tanner, do you want to get Kobashi out of retirement? who's your 24th pick?
No, first off, if I bought any of the pillars out of retirement, I'm getting Akira Tao. Let me just put it out there right now. But the guy I'm taking, it's kind of a dick move on my part because he's not listed. For Big Japan, I've taken Yuji Okabayashi.
Ooh. All right.
That was one I didn't actually think about taking him, but I was curious the whole time, and I didn't even want to ask in the beginning because I didn't want to give it away that it was possible.
Literally said that he was not allowed to be taken because he was going to be out with injury.
Oh, because he's injured? Okay, that's fine. I'll totally take someone else.
I'll totally take someone else.
Hey, he's due to come back soon. I feel like that's fair.
I'll let him have it if everybody else wants to let him have it.
I just figured he wasn't listed just because there's like 200 guys here and like missed.
No, I think I specifically didn't put him on there for like on purpose. But if
this can be his return match,
if other people are cool with it, I'm cool with it. Brennan, you okay with it?
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
All right. So go ahead. You got Okabayashi.
For my 25th pick, I'm taking Akira. No, I'm just kidding. let's see. For my final pick, I am. Oh goodness, I can't mess this up. Yes, I can. I'm going to Noah, and I'm taking
Leona. Oh no, I'm sorry.
No, you know, I'm taking. I'm going Yoshinari Ogawa.
Want an old ass man for your opener? That's a good one to pick.
You can still go. Watched him in a Noah opener today.
So for your 25th pick. Your final pick, Brennan.
If we're talking about old men, I might as well take one of the oldest men still going today. He's not listed. He's a freelancer. He's always around somewhere. Yoshiaki Fujiwara.
I'm glad we all just decided to break all the rules with the last two rounds.
Just whatever, man. Let's just take everybody. Who fucking cares? Anyone want to bring Masao back from the dead? No. Just have that be on the supercard.
Can we?
No.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna do anything stupid or crazy like that. But Onita, when he came back, he did already have his opponent handpicked of who he wanted to wrestle in this exploding match. So my 25th pick is Bob Sapp.
We're really getting silly now, but sure, Bob Sapp.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Batista.
That would have been good too, but Bob Sapp, I think, is a better opponent for Onita.
Sure, Bob Sapp. I really can't think of anything crazy to do here. I really should do something really insane.
You know how excited I was when I thought of the Onita Bob Sapp idea like 2 weeks ago?
So for my 25th pick, I'm going to have to really think of something because I can't think of anything. I need a deathmatch opponent for Takeda. So you know what? If you guys are allowed to bring people from overseas now, I am going to bring a wrestler from America to face Masashi Takeda in a death match. My 25th pick is Nick Gage.
Whoa! This is bullshit. Veto. No,
that's good. They have already wrestled in real life.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it's still a good match.
Death matches, tell me, who would you rather have? Nick Gage, or would you rather have Zangief? Or
I'd have Zangief.
Zandig.
I was about to say, yeah, Zangief.
Well, if you're doing it in America, the move is Zandig. But
it's going to be in Japan.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a wash. I'd probably go Nick Gage right now.
All right, I'm going to go Nick Gage. No Zangief, Zandig, whatever the fuck it is.
Can I go and pick Zangief now?
No, I don't think that. I don't think we can bring fictional characters to the forefront here. I don't think that's going to work. All right, so that is our 25 picks. Let's go over them. I'll start. I took Kento Miyahara fourth overall, first my pick. Then I took Masashi Takeda, then Takeshita, then Kano, then Jake Lee, Tetsuya Endo, Naoki Doi, Kaito Kiyomiya, Kai, Jiro Ikemen Kushiro, Joe Doring, Zeus, Kudo, Suzumi Yokosuka, Kawakami, Ayato Yoshido, Soma Takao, KZ, Yusuke Kadama, Ito, Kendo Kashin, Takanori Ito, I should say. There's multiple Itos. Kendo Kashin, Naomi Yoshimura, Iwasaki, Ryu Saito, and Nick Gage. All right, Kevin, give me your 25 picks.
All right, mine are Jun Akiyama, Daisuke Sakamoto, Asami Kodaka, Yuko Miyamoto, Masaki Mochizuki, Jun Kasai, Masato Yoshino, Shima, Naomichi Marufuji, Abdullah Kobayashi, The Bodyguard, Big R Shimizu, Masaya Takahashi, Violento Jack, Manabu Soya, Yumo Aoyagi, Speedball Mike Bailey, Sugi, Great Sasuke, Bandito, Daisuke Masuoka, Kankuro Hoshino, Ryota Hama, Atsushi Onita, and Bob Sapp.
All right. Give me your 25. Random.
Okay, Hideki Suzuki.
Everybody hear that? He picked Hideki Suzuki first.
That was number one.
Try not to faint.
You were, yeah. If you're surprised by that, but Hideki Suzuki, Shotaro Oshino, Daisuke Sasaki, Katsuhiko Nakajima, Takuya Nomura, Fuminori Abe, Koji Iwamoto, Minoru Tanaka, Akito, Yuji Hino, Hikaru Sato, Shigehiro Irie, Kisuke Okuda, Atsushi Aoki, Naoya Nomura, Kota Umeda, Yasufumi Nakanoue, Yukio Sakaguchi, Daiki Inaba, Akuto Hidaka, Yuki Ueno, Akira Joe, Tatsuhiko Yoshino, Munenori Sawa, and Yoshiaki Fujiwara.
All right, Tanner, give me your 25.
I have Shuji Ishikawa, Shingo Takagi, Takashi Sagira, Suwama, Harashima, Masato Tanaka, Dasuke Harada, Dick Togo, Kazusada Higuchi, Goshi Ozaki, Tajiri, Kingo Mashimo, Kisuke Ishii, Kohei Sato, Taka Michinoku, Kazuki Hashimoto, Masakatsu Funaki, Hajime Ohara, Daichi Hashimoto, Magnitude Kishiwada, Rocky Kawamura, Shinjiro Otani, Super Tiger, Yuji Okabayashi, and Yoshinori Ogawa.
All right. So overall, what did people think of the draft results? A lot of people from All Japan got taken. Really most of the roster, a lot of people from Big Japan, a bunch of people from DET, although there's some people left that I'm really surprised by. Not that many Dragon Gate people, but more than it looked like at the start, probably only like 10 Dragon Gate people. A lot more from Noah than I expected. A lot of Noah guys.
We respect the green mat here.
Some wrestle one, some 0-1. The only promotion we didn't touch at all, were Dove Pro, Gambare. I'm a little surprised no one took Ken Oka. I thought about it repeatedly, but I did not end up taking him. And that was it, actually. It was the only two that nobody touched, were Dove Pro and Gambare. So there you go. Anyone surprised by the results? Surprised by anybody who dropped or didn't get taken at all?
Off the top of my head, I'm really surprised a lot more. Like, I expected pretty much all of DDT and DNA to be rinsed. Like, I thought the only guy left was going to be Ethan Page.
We did take a lot, but we did leave a few people.
I guess Mal would probably be the most surprising.
Yeah, Mal stuck out to me, too. I kept thinking about it. If you guys hadn't let me take that joke pick at the end, I probably would have taken Mal, but at that point, everybody else had a crazy pick.
So. I resent you calling Nick Gage a joke pick.
He's not a Japanese indie wrestler. So
sure he is.
He's an alumni.
For like 6 years, okay. He couldn't get back in the country. I don't know.
He's in one of the greatest matches of all time. Fire Road.
Who did I pay off in the Japanese consulate to get him back in the country?
Hey, man, he did his time. He's cleared. His parole is up. He's good to go.
They don't let people up. All right, well, anyway. It's a fancy one. I guess it's fine, but he cannot get back in Japan, unfortunately. Anyway, there's really nobody else that surprises me, though. A few people, I guess, but not that many. So, anyone else have any final thoughts?
I think I won the draft.
Oh, wow. Bold statement by Tanner.
That's not true. You didn't.
I don't know. I have Super Tiger.
I got Bob Sapp.
That's true. You do have Bob Sapp. All right. So, we will take a break now to go ahead and build our super cards. The magic of radio, you will not hear any of it, really. Just hear my little insert song, and then we'll be back. But just know that it took several agonizing minutes of deliberation. But we'll be back with our super cards right after this. All right, so we have our cards here. We're ready to start. We end up with some very different match numbers here. We have two people with 10 matches. I have 8 matches, and Tanner only has 6 somehow. So obviously we're going to have to start with the two people with 10 matches. So Brennan, give me your opener.
So my opener is two young guys that I've really enjoyed, one from DNA and one from Wrestle1. To open the show, Yuki Ueno versus Daiki Inaba.
All right. And give me your opener, Kevin.
To start, the name of my show is We Are Death. Fuck you if you are not death.
That's
and
good.
The first match is just a normal standard death match. Yuma Aoyagi versus Daisuke Masuoka.
So is every single match on the card a death match?
Yes.
Okay. So you got non-death match guys
and death matches. A 10-match death match. Goodness gracious.
I'm surprised you didn't see this coming.
I guess I should have.
Brennan,
give me your second match.
I guess I should have prefaced this beforehand. All of my matches are win by KO or submission only.
Okay.
I guess Kota Umeda has been going through a trial series in DDT and DNA. He's a kind of a shooty guy. So I figured who better to put him up against than the grandpa shooter of them all. Yoshiaki Fujiwara versus Kota Umeda.
Oh,
all right.
That sounds like something DDT would like actually book too.
Yeah,
I bet it's coming in this. I bet it's actually coming in the series.
Brennan, give me your second match.
My
Kevin.
Okay. My second match is also just a standard death match, nothing crazy. Is Kankuro Hoshino versus Manabu Soya.
All right, so let me give my opener here and jump in. My opener is a six-man tag team match. Going to try to start things really hot here with a Dragon Gate style six-man. On my heel team is going to be a guy who I always think is better as a heel, Naruki Doi, teaming with Tetsuya Endo and Yusuke Kodama from Wrestle One to create maximum junior heel, you know, kind of force here. And they're going to be taking on the natural baby faces of KZ, Jiro Kuroshio, and Koki Iwasaki. So that is my opener. Give me match number three, Brennan.
Okay, this is a tag match, and these two guys I think would fit really well together. I'm teaming up Akito and Tatsuhiko Yoshino and putting them against a veteran junior tag team, Hikaru Sato and Atsushi Aoki.
All right, match three, Kevin.
All right, so we got a thumbtack skewers and cactus death match with Violento Jack versus the Bodyguard.
Okay. my second match, I really didn't know how else to do this, so I'm going to go ahead and do a 3-on-2 handicap match. On the three-person side is going to be Kai, Soma Takao, and Kendo Kashin. And on the two-person side is the team of Ryu Saito and Susumu Yokosuka, commonly also known as Ryosuka. Can they overcome the odds? Will Kendo Kashin actually work with his teammates? We'll find out. Give me your third match, or no, your fourth match, Brennan.
Okay, so this one is regular rules, and it features two guys with a lot of fire when given the shot. So Yasufume Nakanoe versus Naoya Nomura in a singles match.
It's a good match.
Yeah, it's a good match. Give me your fourth match, Kevin.
All right, we got a fish and chips death match. Masaya Takahashi versus Big R Shimizu.
Okay.
Two just oafy young guys beating each other up.
All right. Tanner, time for you to get on the fun finally. Give me your opener.
Well, I just want to preface this by saying my show name is called Main Events Anywhere in the World. And with my opener, it really lives up to the name. My opener is a count out match only. It's Super Tiger versus Magnitude Kishiwada.
This is the only way to win is by count out.
Yes.
Is it a 10 or a 20 count?
15 count.
15 count. Okay. So for my third match, I'm going to go with two young guys I think would have a really, really awesome match against each other. From Noah, Kaito Kiyomiya taking on from Wrestle One, Takanori Ito. So I think they would probably just beat the shit out of each other and have a really fun match. Give me your fifth match, Brennan.
Yeah, so we're naming shows. This is a take on the classic Us Three song, Cantaloupe Flip Fantasia. This is High Kick Fantasia.
That's good.
So this is knockout or submission only. Keisuke Okuda with Akira Joe, so there's going to be some kind of involvement there, versus Yukio Sakaguchi.
I was wondering how you were going to do the even number or the odd number of people. So, interesting. All right, give me your fifth match, Kevin.
All right, this is a concrete deathmatch scramble match. The entire ring is covered in concrete. We have Speedball Mike Bailey versus Tsuji versus Great Sasuke versus Bandito versus Ryoto Hama.
Somebody's actually going to die in that match.
Probably. Give me your second match, Tanner.
When I think of old men juniors, I think of the pinnacle of wrestling. So I took all my old man juniors and put them in a tag match. I have Yoshinari Ogawa and Shinjiro Otani versus Taka Michinoku and Tajiri.
Yeah, that would probably really own. Yeah. All right. So my fourth match, again, I'm going to go with two young guys, and this time two really big young guys I think would have a big hoss battle. I have Jake Lee from All Japan taking on Kaitai Dojo's Ayato Yoshida.
Oh, nice.
That is my fourth match. Okay. Brennan, I think you're up to match six, so go ahead and give me match six.
Okay, back to regular rules for this one. Another singles match. Two big dudes who can throw their weight around. Yuji Hino versus Shigehiro Irie.
Yeah, that would probably own. Your sixth match, Kevin.
All right. So we have two of the biggest aces in current Japan. Naomichi Marufuji and Abdullah Kobayashi. And they will be wrestling each other in a 200 light tube death match.
All right. Give me your third match, I believe.
Yes.
Tanner, go ahead.
This is the subtitles simply Punch versus Kick. I have Rocky Kawamura versus Kazuki Hashimoto.
Nice.
Indeed, what that is, yeah. My fifth match, I'm going to do a tag match. Again, it's a lot of big dudes here. I have Zeus and Joe Doring of All Japan teaming up to take on Naomi Yoshimura from DNA and Ryuichi Kawakami from Big Japan. Give me your seventh match, Brennan.
Okay, this is a tag match. So I'm putting the classic duo of Minoru Tanaka and Akuto Hidaka together, taking on the young generation, Koji Iwamoto and Fuminori Abe.
Mm. Give me your seventh match, Kevin.
All right. In a match that is advertised as an exploding ring match, but then when everyone gets there, it is just an exploding bat match. Onita versus Bob Sapp.
All right. That does own. All right. Your fourth match, Tanner.
This match is pretty much... Okay, well, let me tell you what it is first. Masakatsu Funaki and Daichi Hashimoto versus Yuji Okabayashi and Kengo Mashimo. And the whole point of this match is Funaki trying to make Hashimoto the number one ace.
Good luck.
So for my sixth match, I'm going with two dudes who like to kick. Pretty simple. Kado going one-on-one with Kudo.
Nice.
That is my sixth match. Give me your eighth match. Yep, your eighth match, Brennan.
Okay, this is a anything goes, no disqualification match. This is the returning Munenori Sawa versus Daisuke Sasaki.
Yeah, that would probably fucking roll.
Yeah, that would. Oh, that's good.
Give me your eighth match, Kevin.
All right, we got a table ladders glass mega hammer match. With Yankee Tukinju of Isami Kodaka and Yuko Miyamoto versus Masato Yoshino and Shima.
So I saved Naraki Doi from having to get hit with the Mega Hammer, probably.
Yes, so, but Shima's going to get it big time.
Tanner, give me your, I guess, your semi-main.
Yes, this is a elimination match, Fatal 4-Way. Dick Togo versus Kisuke Ishii versus Daisuke Harada versus Hajime Ohara.
Mm, junior action. So my semi-main, I should have asked Kevin what kind of death match to do, but fuck it. I'm just going to call it a barbed wire exploding death match. I guess the explosions in the corners or whatever. Masashi Takeda versus Nick Gage. What was their actual match? What did they do?
I don't even remember. I think I've seen it. It was at GCW. It was in a tournament. They don't really announce them too much, so... It was basically just your normal light tubes. I'm sure there were some light tube structure type of stuff.
Okay. Wasn't the paint the glass?
Probably was.
Yeah.
So this time it's explosions. So, Takeda versus Nick Gage. All right. Brennan, what is your semifinal?
Okay. Well, I'm going to take everybody's darling little dickhead, Takuya Nomura, and put him against another well-established mustachioed dickhead in Katsuhiko Nakajima, KO or submission only.
That does sound pretty awesome.
God, I'd fly to Japan for that match.
Give me your semifinal, Kevin.
All right. So we're going to take down the ropes and put up some barbed wire. That's it. Just a nice barbed wire ropes match. Daisuke Sekimoto is going to return to his deathmatch roots against Masaki Mochizuki.
Okay. Wow. That is something. All right, give me the main event, Tanner. The main event of the main events.
My main event of the show, titled Main Event Anywhere in the World, is a 9-man, 3-team elimination match. Shuji Ishikawa, Suwama, and Kohei Saito, twin violence tower giants, versus Masato Tanaka, Tagashi Sugura, and Shingo Takagi, versus Goshi Ozaki, Kazusada Higuchi, and Harashima.
That's definitely a match. So it's elimination for the team or for every participant?
Per participant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's only six matches. It's going to be like an hour and 20 minutes long.
Exactly. There's only six matches. So I got a little crazy.
So for my main event, I'm being a very basic bitch here. I'm just taking two of the biggest aces in Japan and never faced each other to my knowledge and putting up against each other. I have Kento Miyahara versus Konosuke Takeshita. Give me your main event, Brennan.
Main event. This is a 2 out of 3 falls match. Hideki Suzuki versus Shotaro Oshino.
That would probably be really awesome. Kevin, what is your main event?
My main event, as I already revealed, Four Corners of Pain, Exposed Boards Death Match, Jun Kasai versus Jun Akiyama.
So, everybody, let's go through our cards again. Tanner, start with you.
Count outs is the only way to win. Super Tiger versus Magnitude Kishiwada. Yoshinori Ogawa and Shinjiro Otani versus Taka Michinoku and Tajiri. Rocky Kawamura and Kazuki Hashimoto, or versus Kazuki Hashimoto. Masakatsu Funaki and Daichi Hashimoto versus Yuji Okabayashi and Kingo Mashimo. A fatal four-way elimination match. Dick Togo versus Kisuke Ishii versus Dasuke Harada versus Hajime Ohara. And then the 9-man, 3-team, Soul Survivor match. Shuji Ishikawa, Suwama, and Kohei Saito versus Masato Tanaka, Takashi Sugura, Shingo Takagi versus Goshi Ozaki, Kazusada Higuchi, and Harashima.
All right. So for my card, I have my opener, Naoki Doi, Tetsuya Endo, and Yusuke Kodama against KZ, Jiro Kuroshio, and Koki Ozaki. Match 2, I have a handicap match, Kai, Soma Takao, and Kendo Kashin versus Ryu Saito and Suzumu Yokosuka. Then I have Kaito Kiyomiya versus Takanori Ito. And in match 4, I have Jake Lee versus Ayato Yoshida. Match 5, Zeus and Joe Doring versus Naomi Yoshimura and Ryuichi Kawakami. Kano versus Kudo. My semifinal is a barbed wire exploding death match, Masashi Takeda versus Nick Gage. And my main event, Kento Miyahara versus Konosuke Takeshita. So I'll add no time limit to that one, actually. No time limit. Probably going to go close to 60. give me your entire card, Brennan.
Okay, starting at the bottom, regular rules, Yuki Ueno versus Daiki Inaba. I'll just say UWF rules, knockout or submission only. Yoshiaki Fujiwara versus Kota Yumeta. UWF rules tag, Hikaru Sato and Atsushi Aoki versus Akito and Tetsuhiko Yoshino. Regular rules, Yasufumi Nakanoe versus Naoya Nomura. UWF rules, Kisuke Okuda with Akira Joe versus Yukio Sakaguchi. Regular rules, Yuji Hino versus Shigehiro Irie. UWF rules, Fuminori Abe and Koji Iwamoto versus Minoru Tanaka and Akuto Hidaka. No DQ, Daisuke Sasaki versus Munenori Sawa. UWF rules, Katsuhiko Nakajima versus Takuya Nomura, and 2 out of 3 falls match, Hideki Suzuki versus Shotaro Oshino.
Is that regular rules or UWF?
It's UWF rules.
Okay.
Or maybe it should alternate. Every fall should be a different No, we'll just say UWF rules.
All right. Go ahead, Kevin. Give me all your death matches.
All right. Got Yuma Aoyagi versus Daisuke Masuoka in a death match. Manabu Soya versus Kankuro Hoshino in a death match. Thumbtap Skewers and Cactus death match. The Bodyguard versus Violento Jack. Fish and Chips death match. Big R Shimizu versus Masaya Takahashi. Concrete death match scramble. Speedball Mike Bailey versus Tsuji versus Great Sasuke versus Bandito versus Ryota Hama. An exploding.
Tsuji, right?
Tsuji, yes.
Yeah, okay.
An exploding ring / bat match. Onita versus Bob Sapp. Tables, ladders, glass, mega hammers, death match. Yankee Tukinju versus Masato Yoshino and Sima. Barbed wire ropes match. Daisuke Sakamoto versus Masaki Mochizuki and Four Corners of Pain Exposed Boards Death Match. Jun Kasai versus Jun Akiyama.
All right. So, from here, these very, very different four cards, it's going to be up to you, the listener, to decide which is the best. So, you can go to at WrestleOmakaze, not wrestling, because it wouldn't fit, on Twitter, and there will be a poll up probably like 3 hours I usually wait to make sure people have enough time to listen to it before aren't just voting on it blind, although I'm sure some people do anyway. But in like 3 hours after this goes up on Thursday, the poll will be up there. You will vote for your favorite match of the four super, or your favorite card of the four super cards. And the poll will run for about 1 week, and then obviously we will announce the winners on Twitter. So the winner doesn't get anything, just your the pride of having booked the fan favorite super card. So there you go. I think we turned out four very different shows here, which is good considering we had so many people to choose from. So it makes a lot of sense, actually. But it's a lot of fun, guys. Thank you all for coming on. Let's do plugs.
Thank you.
Tanner, why don't you plug, first of all?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Tanner1495, and I also co-host a podcast called the All You Can Hear podcast, and you can follow us at AYCH podcast and find everything about us there.
Awesome. Brennan, go ahead, give me your plugs.
You can follow me on Twitter at Bren_Patrick, and you can check out Burning Spirits, which I sometimes do, and Fighting Network Friends, which I do with good friend Andy Labar.
Yeah, Andy was on the last one, actually. So.
Yep. Or,
no, the first two ago. Yeah.
All right. Yes. As Brennan said, you can check us out, Burning Spirits. We are on the Voices of Wrestling flagship network. We haven't had an episode in a few weeks, but I don't know if we're going to have one this week, but we should probably have one next week. And so check us out there. We are on Twitter, _Burning Spirits. You can check out my personal Twitter as well, Stan_Hansen.
All right. And don't forget, of course, Wrestling Omakaze, also part of the Voices Wrestling Podcasting Network. You can follow us on Twitter at WrestleOmakaze, and you can find us on iTunes on a separate feed if you search for Wrestling Omakaze. Of course, if you just want to subscribe to the Voices Wrestling Podcasting Network, there's a ton of great podcasts, including Music of the Mat, which I was on last week to do the DT episode, and the 5-Star Match Game, which I did the Dragon Gate episode, and I think that went up. That hasn't gone up as I'm recording this, but it will have gone up before this goes up. So very confusing, the world of podcasts here, but what are you going to do? So if you want to hear me on some other podcasts, you can check that out. Thank you guys all for coming. I really appreciate it. The series has been super fun and resulted in some really cool stuff. The next one is going to be the US Indie episode, which is going to be the first episode where I do not participate in the actual draft. I do not know jack fucking shit about US Indies, but so many people wanted to do it that I was just like, you know what? We'll just do it. So,
well, you know about Nick Gage.
I know about Nick Gage, but like,
that's,
I mean,
all
I
have, you need to know.
I have no idea. Like, beyond the Ring of Honor roster, I have no idea who's on any other roster. So I just, it wouldn't be fun for me. So I'm just going to moderate and see who everybody else picks, and we'll see. We'll have a good time. But I think we already know who the four is, but I don't have it in front of me. But it's not next week, though. So we'll get back to that. But that'll be the next one in the Fantasy Draft series. Next week, I'm going to be discussing the New Japan Best of the Super Junior after that wraps up. I can't 100% confirm the guest yet. There's a couple different people that, you know, I'm waiting to hear back from, but I think one of them will be able to come through. So if I have to come on here and just yell about how much I love El Desperado by myself, I will do it. So, but in the meantime, that will do it for this week's Wrestling Omakaze. Thank you, as always, to my three guests for coming on. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.